Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Palomina Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PA and on the OTCQB under the symbol PLMNF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Andrew Thompson. Now, Palomina is focused in Peru. The company has a handful of projects here, the flagship being the Uzucayos project, as well as a couple other projects that we will get updates on because the company is broadly moving forward a number of these assets. Starting with the Uzucayos gold project, this is in southeastern Peru. The company announced not that long ago that drilling has resumed at this project. Now, the company started by drilling hole 5. I understand that hole 6 is now being drilled. Andrew, give us an update on this Uzucayos project, incorporating the drilling that happened last year, how that's tying into this year's drilling as well, please.
So Palomina is focused in the Puno Orogenic Belt, where we now have participation in 9 projects. Uzucayos being the flagship project. So we had a 2,600-meter program and 6 holes planned last year. We only were able to complete 4, so we're now completing the last 2 holes along an 800-meter strike length. So we're really testing the last 200 meters to the northeast. We started in early May, as soon as we could post the rainy season, and we've completed drill hole 5, and it looked decent. So we've elected to move forward with drill hole 6. And so that's being drilled from the same drill pad 5, after which we're going to wait for results and, go from there.
Now, can you remind everybody about some of the drill results from last year's drilling and what's leading you to drill up to the northern northeast aspect of this project?
So again, we're testing a 2.4 kilometer strike length. The Veta zone is where we're permitted to drill. It makes up there's 800 meters of that strike length. Last year, we in the 4 holes we drilled, we did see visible gold in 2 of the holes. And also, we had a fairly lengthy intercept of lower grade half gram material, which was to the northeast. But we failed to intercept the high grade from surface. We think we drilled too deep. So for hole 5, we're going closer to the mineralized structure and we're drilling shallower. And so we've completed that hole based on some visual results. We've elected to drill hole 6 from the same pad.
Okay. So then, Andrew, it sounds like you're going to wait for after hole 6, get these results back. Do you envision a follow-up program happening later this year?
Where we're at with the Veta zone, because of the poor results from the first 4 holes, in the sense that we didn't intercept the higher grade material, we really have done a complete reassessment. The Veta zone, we'll wait on these 2 holes, but at the end of the day, we're trying to hit a northeast plunge. If we fail to hit that, we'll likely discontinue more drilling in the Veta zone. So if we get those results, we'll likely take the drill off site. And then we're waiting on our permitting for the zones to the southwest, which are made up of the Cayo zone, would be the next zone we're going to drill.
Any estimate in terms of time frame when you could get those permits or when you could actually be drilling there?
We've been in the process of tying up the surface rights there. We're still working on 1 or 2 surface rights owners of quite a few. That's part of the permitting process. Again, part of that area that we wanted to drill, we didn't see title till November of last year, so that's delayed us. But right now, the mines department in Peru is operating fairly slowly. We do expect to get it this year, but I just don't want to put a time frame on it because Peru's going a little slower than normal.
Okay, fair enough. Let's also talk about Windshear Gold. Now, this is a company where Palomina holds an equity interest as well as a NSR on the Gabán Gold Project. There's been a couple corporate things, it sounds like, that have happened between Windshear and Palomina. Can you take us through the updates here, please?
Yeah, so last year in June, we completed a financing which included Goldspot and Eric Sprott, and we've since spent and done a full study on both the Santa Lucia and Puno Orogenic Belt. That generated certain new AI, artificial intelligence targets in terms of areas that of interest. Specifically, the largest anomaly was one south of Gabán where there's a new claim that we stake called Yin, and then we renamed the southern claiming that made up part of Gabon as Yang, so the yin and yang claims, a little play on. But at the end of the day, Yang, which is Windshear's property, we staked it to cover multiple historical workings we'd seen that were along a contact zone between two different rock units, the San Jose and Sandia units. And if you follow that to the east, the other AI target anomaly is an area called the Mucamayo area, where there's, you know, plus 1,200 informal miners mining three different areas and 12 mines. So we're pretty excited by it, and that we've now staked a similar target to the west, where a portion of it is held by Windshear and a portion is held by us. And when Palomina receded the targets from Goldspot, because I sit on both boards, we elected to sign a letter to cancel the 2 kilometer area of influence, whereby we were able to show them the data and stake. And so both companies share the yin yang project, which I'm pretty excited about. It's generated what I call, if you look at our newsletter on our webpage, you'll be able to see the different target areas. But it's substantial in the sense that we still have to ground truth it, but it picked up an area the same size as a fairly large area that formal and informal miners are working to the east. In terms of the Windshear Yang project, again, we own 19.9% of Windshear. We also have a 2% royalty in that project. So from our perspective, it's quite good. And then it also generated another area called Cristal, which sits between Oyachea and Usikayos, which came open for staking May 2nd. We staked that target AI target area as well. And again, there's an old mine, gold mine sitting there that was family run and owned, that again hasn't come up in some time. So, you know, with additional areas that we staked last year, including the extension to the Crucero deposit, gold mining's deposit to the southwest, we're building what we call a gold bank. So we've got a substantial land package now in the Puna Orogenic Belt. It makes up 9 different project areas, district scale projects, where we're drilling at Usikayos now, and Windshear is just getting its permit to drill at Gabon. So I'm pretty excited. We're getting into the drill discovery phase in both companies, and nothing that we're putting drills into has been drilled before, where there's substantial gold showings.
Okay, so I'll post a link to that Palomina newsletter, and in that first page, you can see these new areas, that yin and yang area that have been staked. That really speaks to the corporate strategy then, doesn't it, here, Andrews, that you are still drilling at Usikayos, but sounds like you're building up more and more projects. We've seen these strategies before in markets that are generally tough for juniors. Take us through why you think now is the time to be building up these land packages.
Well, Peru's, the advantage in Peru is that there's no work commitments, and it's a $3 per hectare pricing to hold ground. And we actually have an advance royalty payment from Windshear this year, $50,000 US. So we can hold this entire package for under $100,000 US. And from my perspective, we're starting to see joint venture interests, i.e. we signed CAs with majors that are coming out. As it opens up, we think that, you know, if we can connect on one of these drill programs, at the moment we have, you know, the main competition is from Fresnillo, you know, who have staked pretty aggressively in the belt. And again, their Capac Orco gold deposit, which is between, you know, it's at least 1.4 million ounces, sits along the same break between the San Jose and Sandia rocks. So, you know, from my perspective, you know, we're just very early, and I think we can move forward and joint venture more of the properties that we have in-house.
One other note from that newsletter, it comes at the very bottom, dealing with the Galena Silver Copper Project. I understand that you've resumed exploration here. What's the exploration that's happening at this project?
So Galena was formerly named Lagos, but the government asked us to change the name as we're permitting it for drilling. It's a silver copper project. It sits kind of on the other side of the lake from Aftermath Silver's Barranguela project. They've drilled 4,000 meters, I believe, in the last 6 months. I think their best hole was 42 meters of 200 gram plus silver and 1% copper. You know, so we've got the same CRD trend mineralization that heads northeast. So we're investigating that. And we also are in the Las Bambas trend. That's a southwest trend where Kaizen Discovery are doing a typhoon survey looking for deep porphyries. So I think with the battery metal, the marketplace has moved more towards battery metal. We've had this project restaked it some time ago, gold spot. We also did a study of the Santa Lucia district and increased our land package there based on their recommendations. And so I'm pretty confident we've taken over 300 samples now on we've got a fairly extensive trenching and mapping and soil sampling program underway, and we're going to run some IP. So from our perspective, we can get drill ready on this project pretty quickly. Gold Spot and our lead consultant had gone out to the project in February, and you know, it really moved from a 4 out of 10 to an 8 out of 10 based on some of their observations. So this project has year-round access. It's an hour and a half from Kuliaka, and we can work on it year-round. So we initially picked this up 4 years ago, and now that there's, you know, drill programs in the area, we think it's the time to bring it forward, especially with, you know, I happen to believe that copper is the top base metal, battery metal, and silver the precious metal. So, you know, it could not be a better time. In addition to which, you know, having Eric Sprott as a shareholder, I think it bodes well to bring it forward, specifically because he has a group of people that follow him and silver.
So, Andrew, with all these projects in Peru and even growing some of these projects, staking new areas, should investors be viewing Palomina as a prospect generator in Peru, or is this still very much an exploration company where you think the company will be drilling some of these projects, if not all of them?
Well, we're definitely moving towards the joint venture model. I don't prescribe to any model. Like if I think that with Galena, we'll likely drill that one ourselves. Having said that, we do have a tour organized, just toured a major company. So there is a lot of interest in silver copper at the moment, but I happen to think my perception here is that it's off the main highway, has water, great infrastructure, not a lot of community relations issues because it's at elevation. So and there's a railway line running through it. So it's got very good, in terms of a CapEx going forward with the power locally, it's going to be fairly low. It's in the Santa Lucia district itself. So, you know, from my perspective, probably we would drill that one ourselves. And then the balance, we'll likely seek partners for it. So, you know, candidly, with the U.S. dollar being very high and Peru still not completely open and having its permitting issues still, we are definitely moving more in that direction simply because it makes more sense for us to do that now and slow the burn down.
Andrew, I think that brings everybody up to date. Thank you for this update. As I mentioned, I will post a link to that Palomina newsletter so you can get a bit more comprehensive update in terms of looking at some of the maps of where some of these new areas are staked and some of the work that is ongoing. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Palomina. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those addressed for you. Andrew, thank you for the update. Please keep us up to date on future news.
Okay, thank you.